direction. Up is where we go from here. Find this selection. This could take us anywhere. I don't want protection. Life is better off the line.
Ribble FM weather, sponsored by Steadplan, driving you further.
Here is your forecast for today. A chilly start to the day with a few showers, bright spells and lighter winds, turning increasingly wet and windy as Storm Dara arrives through afternoon and overnight. Maximum temperatures of around 9 degrees Celsius.
You need initially. Good evening and welcome to 106.7 Ribble FM. You were just listening to Moth to a Flame, which is by Swedish House Mafia and The Weeknd. And now you're listening to The Weekly Escape. Or should I say, The Fortnightly Weekly Escape. We should really work on that name, but I'm back. And in the meantime, I've been busy travelling around to get some more content to share with you all. So we are indeed doing a Weekly Escape this week, and I would like you to guess the country, guess the destination. So I have four clues for you, and warning, this week the music is not tied in any way to the country. I was really having a struggle with this one. I don't know any artists from there, I don't know any songs that mention it, so I've decided to cut my losses this week and just give you some random hits, songs that I like, things that came to my mind, but they won't be related to the country in any way. But these four clues will be. So here we go. Number one, the destination tonight is a very small landlocked country. Clue number two, the country's name comes from ancient Saxon times and it means little fortress. Third clue is, it's the only Grand Duchy in the world. Maybe that will help you. Grand Duchy, D-U-C-H-Y, Duchy. And the fourth clue, this country is the third most successful country ever at Eurovision, even though it didn't participate for 3 decades until it returned in 2024. So that clue is great if you are a Eurovision obsessive. If not, maybe that doesn't help so much, but it does tell you it's in Europe, at least. So they're the four clues. A very small landlocked country whose name means little fortress from ancient times. It's the only Grand Duchy in the world, and they are the third most successful country at Eurovision ever, returning last year after a 30-year hiatus. Returning this year after a 30-year hiatus. So, they're your four clues, and you now have about 3 minutes to ponder and decide on your final answer before I will reveal to you. So, in the meantime, whilst you think, let's have a listen to Paparazzi by Lady Gaga.
We are the crowd. A flash on, it's true. Need that picture of you. It's so magical. We'd be so fantastical. Leather and jeans, garage glamorous. Not sure what it means, but this photo of us, it don't have a price. Ready for those flashing lights.
tune. Always find I have to sing along to that one. Don't know about you, but luckily I didn't make you listen to my vocals today. And I must apologise for my vocals just speaking. I do have a bit of a cold, which I've developed. So it's probably not the nicest to listen to, but I hope you're still with me for the love of the weekly escape. So without further ado, let me reveal this week's destination. So the four clues: small landlocked country. The name means little fortress. It's the only Grand Duchy left in the world, and also the third most successful country at Eurovision ever. Tonight's destination is, drumroll, Luxembourg. Sorry, oh, I'm making myself laugh. I think I've been inside for too long. Luxembourg is tonight's destination, this small country in the middle of Western Europe. So, landlocked, yes, it's bordered by Belgium to the west and north, France to the south, and Germany to the east and northeast. So it has no borders with the sea, no beaches, let's say. If you want a beach holiday, don't go to Luxembourg. You'll be sorely mistaken. The ancient name, the ancient Saxon sort of proto-Germanic name, I'm going to really mess this up now, but it looks like Lucillenburg. So you can kind of hear, or read is better. You can see the connection to today's Luxembourg, Lucillenburg, something like that. But anyway, it means little fortress or small castle. There's various translations, but it's very relevant to the city and the country of Luxembourg that we see today. There's a lot of castles and such like. The only Grand Duchy in the world, this is true. Finland and Lithuania were previously Grand Duchies, but no more. However, Luxembourg still is, and the current ruler is Crown Prince Henri, the Grand Duke of Luxembourg. And finally, yes, they are the third most successful country at Eurovision, which is crazy for such a small place, but they have won five times between the years of 1961 and 1994, and they then had a 30-year hiatus where they weren't sending an act anymore. I think actually for reasons of money, which is kind of ironic when you think it's one of the wealthiest countries in the world per capita. But yeah, they came back this year with Tally and the single Fighter. So they were your four clues, and congratulations if you got it with zero help from my Instagram stories last week. But the truth is, I was in Luxembourg for a nice weekend last week and I had a great time. I think it's an excellent place to go for a city break. I would say 2 days is plenty for Luxembourg City, the capital itself. But actually, there's other places you could visit. Not that I did, but I definitely think they could be on the list. If you had a bit more time, you should branch out because, fun fact, public transport is free in Luxembourg. So I must say the commute from the airport into the city and back was super easy. There was buses, they were all completely free. When you're in the city, you can take trams for free. And I'm pretty sure you can also take trains around the country for free, trains and buses. So why not explore? I think the only reason I didn't is because I didn't have enough time. So next time I absolutely would. But more on that in a little while. For now, I actually went to see Wicked at the cinema this week. So I'm going to play Ariana Grande for you. If you haven't seen it, I would highly recommend. It's a really fun film. I'm already looking forward to part two. I just wish they could have done it all in one go. But I mean, I love the stage show. And now I think the film is great too. Such good performances. And the set, like, it's amazing what they've done. So yeah, in honor of Wicked, which I recommend you go see, I'm going to play for you now We Can't Be Friends by Ariana Grande.
I didn't think you'd understand me. How could you ever even try? I don't want to tiptoe, but I don't want to hide. But I don't want to feed this monstrous fire. Just want to let this story die. And I'll be alright. We can't be friends, but I'd like to just pretend. You cling to your papers and pens. Wait until you like me again. Wait for your love, my love. I'll wait for your love. Me and my truths, we sit in silence. Baby girl, it's just me and you. Cause I don't wanna argue, but I don't wanna fight.
till your papers and pens. Wait until you like me again. Wait for your love.
Live and local, across the Ribble Valley, 106.7. This is Ribble FM.
Said, are you gonna work? You gonna hurt? You gonna last forever? Are we gonna make it? Gonna break it when it's now or never? If it's gonna hurt, will it be worth it? And will I recover? Are you gonna feel the way I feel? Are you for real, Kate's brother? Said, are you gonna work? You gonna hurt? You gonna last forever? Are we gonna make it? Gonna break it when it's now or never? If it's gonna hurt, will it be worth it? And will I recover? Are you gonna feel the way I feel? Are you for real, Kate's brother? Will we ever get together? We'd be perfect. Kate's brother said, I won't let you down or lead you on. No, I'm not like the others. I said, how can I know you're for sure? It's only been a summer. You said, get a flight to Canada and you can meet my mother. That's when I became his only girl. And now I date Kate's brother.
Bonus song for you there. I thought after Ariana Grande, let's have another one. So I added another catchy tune from Maisie Peters. That was Kate's brother. I always like to listen to that one when I'm walking around, just singing the chorus in my head. So yeah, another little catchy one for you there. Anyway, plenty more to talk about in a short while. I'll be covering some of the places that I visited around Luxembourg City and also some of the amazing food that I had. Couldn't recommend enough, so stay tuned.
For local radio, it has to be Ribble FM.
Here's a public service announcement on behalf of James Owl Limited.
Hello, I'm James. I want to let you know that if you've had an accident with your vehicle, no matter how big or small, I can help. All it takes is just one call.
We have over 35 years of experience and over 30 manufacturer approvals like Land Rover, Jaguar, BMW, Mercedes and many more, which means your warranty stays intact and so does your no-claims discount if it wasn't your fault, with just one call. We take care of you from day one, dealing with your insurance company, providing you with a replacement vehicle, regular updates, in fact, everything, with just one call. Remember, it's your vehicle, it's your choice. Call 01200 444455 or visit jamesout.co.uk.
If you're a parent, you could be eligible to claim child benefit for all your children, up to the age of 16, or up to 20 years old if they go into certain types of full-time education or training. To check if you're eligible and to apply quickly and easily online, go to gov.uk and search child benefit. You can also download the free HMRC app from your phone's app store and apply for child benefit on the HMRC app.
Craving something different? Discover Akila Street Food in Great Harwood, where homemade Indian-inspired street food dishes meet with a Lancashire twist. Sizzling curries, proppadoms, fish pakoras, rolls, wraps, you name it. Every bite is crafted with love and passion for tasty treats. Lunch, dinner and even takeaway. It's the perfect place to tickle your taste buds. Akila Street Food, Great Harwood. Taste the fusion, taste the passion. Your taste buds will thank you. For more information, find us on Facebook.
Driving around the Ribble Valley and need to tow? Ribble Valley Towing is your go-to destination for all your towing needs. From family cars to rugged trucks, we fit them all with top-notch tow bars. Call us today or swing by and let's get you hitched up. Ribble Valley Towing. We make you good to tow. Unit 3, Brookside Industrial Estate, Taylor Street, Clitheroe. Or call us on 07734 536870.
Baby, can't you see I'm calling? A guy like you should wear a warning. It's dangerous, I'm falling. There's no escape, I can't wait. I need a hit, baby, give me it. You're dangerous, I'm loving it. You're right, getting undone. Losing my hands and getting down.
could not resist playing an absolute classic tune for you there. That was Toxic by Britney Spears, as we all know, as we all know. So, Luxembourg. What to tell you about Luxembourg? I loved it. I was greatly surprised because I didn't really know anything about this place. My friends and I were slightly mocked before going. Well, I say all of us. No, one friend in particular, his colleagues at work were like, are you not just like going on holiday to Canary Wharf, like the financial district? Which is kind of a fair point, really. So Luxembourg is known for like all the banks, private banks, hedge funds, all this kind of stuff. So someone's criticism, like, are you not just going on holiday to the financial district of Europe, is kind of valid, but I'm glad we paid them no mind and we went anyway because it was actually really nice. So this, as with most European cities, right, especially the European capitals, there's an old town, or the Ville Haute. I don't know how to pronounce it properly in French. Apologies if I've murdered that one. There's a lovely old town, as per usual, with gorgeous old buildings, amazing architecture, lovely cobbled streets, and it's always pleasant to walk around. So that is absolutely there. One thing I did not know Luxembourg had is essentially a giant gorge through the middle of the city. It's absolutely amazing. So Luxembourg City is a UNESCO World Heritage Site, and I can absolutely see why. Like I say, there's the old town, there's also kind of newer buildings, there's modern areas, but right slap bang in the middle, there's this huge like valley. So you've got all the buildings and like the general city up on the top, and then this huge valley with an area called Grund at the bottom. So that's like the valley town. Right down in the middle of the city, this big gulf, and it's absolutely gorgeous. So we walked across the Pont Adolf every day from where we were staying over to the old town proper. And as you go across this huge bridge, you can look down either side and just see gorgeous views. So yeah, Grund is a quarter of Luxembourg. It's one of the city's quarters, and it's in the valley below the centre of the city and on the banks of the river, and it's absolutely beautiful. So taking a walk through there was absolutely lovely as a like winter stroll on the Friday morning when I was there. Really beautiful. So I have been led to believe we got very lucky with the weather, because we had bright blue skies at all times. It was quite cold, it was very fresh, but it was absolutely bright, it wasn't raining, so we were very lucky in that regard. I'm not sure that everyone would be blessed with such good weather, but we absolutely made the most of it, and had a crisp morning walk through the Grund, through the valley, through the Parc de Petrus, which it's called, or is it Parc de la Petrus? Yes. Parcs de la Petrus, absolutely beautiful, so much greenery, huge like viaducts, absolute feats of engineering if you're into that kind of thing. It's a very striking view, and I'm not surprised it's a UNESCO World Heritage Site in the slightest. So that was a very pleasant surprise. It is not just the city, it is not just the financial district, there is so much more to it, and it's well worth a visit for that alone. The other benefit of going last weekend was the Christmas markets were in town. So I think this is very much the best season to go, because there was so much to do, and you really do end up feeling festive when you're surrounded by the gorgeous winter lights, all the stalls, the food, the mulled wine. There was a Ferris wheel. We actually never went on it in the end. We always said we would, but it made a great backdrop for our festive scenes by night and by day. I would say the Christmas markets in general were pretty busy in the evenings, but it was, you know, the first full weekend that they were open. There was a fair few tourists in Luxembourg, I would say. I heard loads of different languages being spoken around me. But equally, a lot of those people might live there. I was reading that Luxembourg has a huge percentage of foreign people who live there from all over Europe and beyond. So I could have been hearing residents or tourists alike. But do visit the winter markets, that's what one of them is called, the Christmas markets as well, in the daytime, because you can get festive at any time of day, is what I've found, with the food, the drink, all this, that and the other. More on that in just a second, but first, another song for you. This is Lil Nas X with Star Walking.
Don't ever say it's over if I'm breathing, racing to the moonlight and I'm speeding, I'm headed to the stars, ready to go far, I'm Star Walking. And get high up, I know that I'm
listen to replies. Learn the lesson from the wise. You should never take advice from somebody that ain't tried. They said I wouldn't make it out alive. They told me I would never see the rise. That's why I gotta get them every time. Gotta watch them bleed too. Don't ever say it's over. Since I came out my mama, thinking God daddy never would. Prove him wrong every time till it's normal. Why worship legends when you know that you can't join? These demons don't like me, they don't like me. Likely they wanna fight me. Come on, try it out, try me. They put me down, but I never cried out. Why me? We're from the wise. Don't put worth inside somebody that ain't tried. They said I wouldn't make it out alive. Racing to the moonlight and I'm speeding. I'm headed to the stars, ready to go far. I'm start walking.
Okie dokie. So where were we? We were at the Christmas markets. Now, let me tell you about some absolutely delicious Luxembourgish food that I sampled at these Christmas markets. Before we do that, Luxembourgish. Kind of a rubbish word, I think, for someone from Luxembourg. It's similar to like English from England, right? But it just doesn't sound quite right. I don't know what it is. However, I discovered another way of saying it, which I guess is in French. On some of these menus, it said, you know, food or whatever the dish was, Luxembourgeois, which I think just sounds so much more fun. So from here on out, I'm going to say Luxembourgeois, even if I shouldn't. But that's my preferred term for saying something from Luxembourg. Luxembourgish just didn't quite do it for me. So Luxembourgeois classic foods. Let me tell you about two that I sampled from the gorgeous winter market, as it's called, in the Place de la Constitution. So this is just on the sort of edge of the old town, the Villotte. And it was my favourite instance of the Christmas markets, but there were several. So here we ate some Luxembourgeois dumplings called Knödelchen. So they are dumplings and they're a proper comfort food served in a cream sauce with like bacon lardons on the top as well. Absolutely delicious. Better than I thought they were going to be. We were walking past this food stall where they were dishing them out and we were like, is he pouring milk on some food? We were like, is it cereal? We were so confused. But we tried it and it was really good. So if you see Knödelchen, give them a go. And then my absolute favourite, again, I'm going to ruin the pronunciation of this, but Gromperkekelke. Feels like a German name. But essentially what these were, other than 10 out of 10 outstanding, was Luxembourgeois cuisine staple, so I read on the internet, deep fried potato pancake fritters with like onions and herbs all mixed in, basically like a large, like flat hash brown kind of a thing. Absolutely delicious. I had mine, I added some salt and also some like Maggi seasoning, but they were also giving out these little like cartons of apple sauce, which I didn't try. I didn't quite realise that was to go with this, but then we saw people eating them later. I absolutely loved mine, gave mine a 10 out of 10 even without the apple sauce. If that's the way it's meant to be eaten, 11 out of 10 probably for those that tried it. If you go, I would love to hear about it, because I did miss out on the applesauce on mine. But yeah, Grandpere Kikkelke and the Knidlin, big fan of both of those, available at all these different stalls at all the Christmas markets, but my favourite one was in Place de la Constitution. Also went to one at the Place d'Armes, which was just up the road. That one was called Marché de Noël, so maybe that was the more French one. I don't know. The one that I was at was Vintermarkt, so German. But at the Place d'Armes, we got marshmallows for toasting on the open fire, which was excellent fun. We'd seen some kids doing it, and it just made us a bit nostalgic, and then we did it. So can't recommend that enough either. Got a little song for you now, just a short one. This is Justin Bieber with Ghost, and then I'll be back with more recommendations.
Young blood thinks there's always tomorrow. I miss your touch on nights when I'm hollow. There's always tomorrow. I need more time, but time can't be borrowed. I'd leave it all behind if I could follow. Since the love that you left is all that I get, I want you to know that if I can't be close to you, settle for the ghost of you. I miss you more than life. And if you can't be next to me, your memory is ecstasy. I miss you more than life. I miss you more than life.
I'm just gonna have to quickly correct myself. So yeah, something's never changed. Here we are again. I just thought to myself, why did I assume Vintermarkt was German? So I just did a little Google Translate there whilst we were listening to Justin, and Vintermarkt is indeed a Luxembourgish word, or Luxembourgeois, if you will, from their very own language. So I apologise profusely. Vintermarkt is not German. It's from the Luxembourg language. My apologies. Here I am, always constantly making mistakes. But yes, absolutely loved those markets specifically. And I forgot to say, I also got some chocolate-covered fruit from one of the stands. They had all different kinds of ones. I got strawberry, and it was with melted chocolate that had then set in this, like, thick layer. It was absolutely delicious, but they had all different kinds of fruits and nuts coated in chocolate, and that was a great sort of dessert following my dumplings and potato fritters. Big, big fan. On the theme of chocolate, I'll be discussing hot chocolate very soon, as well as one remaining area of the city that we explored, and a couple more regions of Luxembourg which I didn't explore but I think would be well worth the bucket list. So stay with me, and that's all to come.
106.7 Ribble FM.
Looking for a reliable, trustworthy skip hire service? A1 Skip Hire is here for all your waste management needs. Family run for over 20 years, ensuring your waste is handled responsibly and efficiently. Offering a wide range of skips to suit your every need, whether you're clearing out your garage, renovating your home, or managing construction waste. And because we care about our beautiful planet, all of your waste is processed at our fully licensed recycling plant, maximum recycling and minimum landfill. Serving the entire Ribble Valley and Blackburn with Darwin, we're local and we're ready to help you manage your waste the right way.
Here are the numbers to call. For the Ribble Valley, 01200 03605. And for Blackburn with Darwin, 01254 391 616.
Welcome to Automobili, Blackburn's premier destination for transforming your car into a high-tech haven. With over two decades of expertise, we're not just any car upgrade service. We're your gateway to the future of in-car technology. Our state-of-the-art sound systems will make your every journey a musical masterpiece. And with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto, your favorite tunes, maps, and apps are always at your fingertips. Our expertly installed dash cams and trackers offer peace of mind, while our top-of-the-line alarm systems keep your vehicle secure. Visit us today and elevate your driving experience. Call now on 01254 691 336 or visit autoeulimited.com.
Do you live in the Ribble Valley? Are you looking for the longest established school uniform supplier in the area? Then visit Ribble Valley Supplies, just off Wellgate near Swales' Cafe. They make it easy for you to find what you need. A stock is arranged in school and size order. Everything is embroidered in-house, meaning they can provide a swift professional service and have experienced staff on hand to help when needed. Ribble Valley Supplies, the easy choice for all things school uniform.
Premier Chadburn Village Store does exactly what it says on the tin. A local convenience store run by local people that offers the cheapest 24/7 pay at the pump fuel, comprehensive range of groceries, and we're also a pay zone provider for bill payments and mobile top-ups. Open from 6 a.m. until 9 p.m. We're here when you need us.
Chadburn Village Store, open when you need us most.
About the implications of diving in too deep, and possibly the complications, especially at night. I worry over situations. I know we'll be alright. Perhaps it's just imagination. Day after day it reappears. My heartbeat shows the fear. Ghosts appear and fade away. Between the sheets only brings exasperation. It's time to walk the streets. Smell the desperation. At least there's pretty lights. And though there's little variations, it nullifies the light from overkill. Day after day reappears. Night after night my heartbeat shows the back.
Overkill there by Men at Work. So, hot chocolate I was going to talk about. I was recommended to go to a place called the Chocolate House, and that is in the Old Town. It's opposite the Palais Grand Ducal, so the Grand Duke's Palace, which is a lovely little street and a lovely area. And I did go there and get a hot chocolate and walk around afterwards. But let me tell you, it was quite the experience. I think the Chocolate House feels like a tourist trap, to be honest. It was really cramped in there, really busy, a little bit chaotic, not clear how things worked. I did manage to communicate with the woman in kind of broken French, but even so, it was quite an overwhelming experience. Now, I did like my hot chocolate. It was almond and raspberry flavour, so it was giving chocolate Bakewell, which was lovely. But it was an ordeal to get through it, and then we left and we went and walked around outside. But it is a cafe as well. You could go and sit upstairs. However, on our final day, I discovered a really good hot chocolate place, which I would recommend over the Chocolate House. So this was kind of, again, it's still in the main area of town on one of the big shopping streets, and it's called the Chocolaterie Geneva, not spelt like Geneva, it's like kind of a different way, Genève, but it was really, really nice hot chocolate. It was almost like thick melted chocolate, but still in a good way that you would want to drink, not like super super claggy. But if you've ever had churros, it's kind of like the chocolate that you dip your churros in and that you do then drink, but it was smoother and silkier than that. It was honestly the best hot chocolate that I've had, and it was perfect for a really cold winter morning just before we headed back to the airport for our flight home. So my top shout for hot chocolate would be Chocolaterie Geneva. Now then, other areas of the city that we wandered around, there was the Gare area. Gare is, I think, named for the train station. And we had a nice wander around there. We went for a delicious lunch at a restaurant called Panam, which was really, really good. Highly recommend that. That was a shout out from my friend as well. She knows her stuff when it comes to food recommendations. My friends tried all the hot sauces that they had to offer. I think there was 5 different ones, the last one of which was kept in a small plastic bag to protect all the others, protect your hands, I guess. They made it all the way to the top one, claiming that none of them were hot enough, but then they did have a little tear in their eye when they had that last one. So Panam has great dishes and also great hot sauce, as it turns out. And then the other area that we went to on the final morning, I believe it's called Limpertsburg, and that's a quarter in the northwestern area of the city. And there we went for a lovely brunch at a cafe called Contour, starting with a K, Contour. I had a delicious omelette, which was really good. It was the chef's special. But I wouldn't really bother with the special salted caramel raff coffee that they had on offer. It was €6.50, and honestly, didn't taste much like salted caramel and didn't taste much like coffee. So I would stick to the regular sort of coffee when you're there, but the omelette was really good. Raff coffee, I'd actually never heard of before. It's like capital RAF. Did a little Google at the time. Turns out it was a Russian thing, became popular in the USSR in the last century, but it's still done today, so it's quite a sugary drink. Honestly, it tasted mostly like hot milk. It was quite nice, don't get me wrong, but just not what you're after if you need that espresso hit, to be honest. So yeah, that's all the areas of the city that I went to. The Villotte, Grund, Limpertsburg, and Gar. And yeah, now I've got a song from Hozier, Too Sweet.
You can't be shit, I'm an early bird. It's 10 o'clock before I say a word. Baby, I can never tell. How do you sleep so well? You keep telling me to live right, to go to bed before the daylight. But then you wake up for the sunrise. You know you don't gotta pretend. Baby, now and then, don't you just wanna wake up?
It's that time again where we've reached the end of the weekly escape for this fortnight. I hope you've got from the last hour that I really enjoyed my time in Luxembourg, and I absolutely would recommend Luxembourg City as a short, you know, weekend break, or even midweek, I suppose, if you can. It was a good place for a city break. If you get lucky with the weather, even better. And if you go around Christmas time in the festive season, I think that's probably Luxembourg at its best, because they have great Christmas markets, as I've mentioned. That said, I've obviously not been in summer. I've not been in any other season. Maybe it would be even more beautiful. It would certainly be warmer. So it depends what kind of thing that you're into. But my overarching view is it's a really great place to go to. And I would say it's not your typical one that comes up when you're planning a little trip with the girls or with family or whoever it is. So don't count it out. Remember Luxembourg the next time you're thinking about what destination you'd like to head to. Now, I did mention I only stayed in the capital city itself, but were I to go back, I think there's more things that you could do. So, for example, you could travel out to the Vianden region, I think is a town in the Ardennes region, and it includes Vianden Castle high up on the hilltop, which is centuries old. Vianden, it looks really beautiful on Google Images, like Google Maps, and my friend had been, it turns out, and he told me it would be a nice place to visit. So remember that if you're ever planning a bit of a longer trip to Luxembourg. Also, famous French romantic poet and writer Victor Hugo lived in Vianden for a while, so you can assume it's quite a beautiful place. Maybe it was inspiring. And then another thing that I discovered in a wine guide that I found on a cafe table is that Luxembourg has a wine region. Who knew? So it's on the eastern side of Luxembourg. There's an area called Moselle, which is on the border with Germany. And I imagine there's some really nice wine tasting and tours that you could do there. It's the only wine growing region in Luxembourg, and apparently it's known for its white wines, such as Riesling and Cremant. So if you're into white wines and you find yourself in Luxembourg, perhaps go and visit the wine region. I'm sure it'd be beautiful, as is the wine regions in France and wherever, South Africa, all over the world. So I'm sure it'd be just as lovely in Luxembourg too. So again, another thing that I didn't manage to do, but could quite easily be factored into a short trip to Luxembourg, because nothing is particularly far away. It's a very small place. So with all that, we have reached the end of the weekly escape. Thank you once again for listening, and I hope you have a great Saturday night wherever yours takes you. To play us out, this is Paramore with Still Into You. See you in 2 weeks.